I'm not here to examine split hairs and all that, okay? But I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, don't minimize the importance of what he said just because it isn't a commandment. There are a lot of things that aren't commandments, but they're promises, and they're good things in scriptures. So this is, you know, if someone can't control themselves, or God hasn't given them the grace to control themselves, marry. There's nothing wrong with that. He's just giving it a absolute stamp of it's okay. But he's not going to command everyone to be married. Why? Because, I mean, we could say, hey, you got to just get married. Everyone get married. You need to be married. You need to be married. I know churches where they arrange marriages. But Paul says, for I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God. One after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. And to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. Oh, well, hold there. I'm going to read verse 12 and again. I just want to cover this part about divorce and so on and so forth. So, you know, he's saying, hey, you know, there is a proper gift, charis, which is the same word from which we get grace. You know, they have a proper gift of God, one after this man. You know, there's some people, their gift is to be not married. Some people, their gift is to be married. You know, Paul maybe doesn't have this understanding, but to be a father, to win fathers, you know, to raise up sons. Just like he says about, when he talks about elders in Timothy, he says, I want them to be the husband of one wife, having raised their children in subjection. Paul immediately puts on these things that's like, well, you know, technically, if you're going to be real technical about it, I don't think you have to in that sense, but Paul himself would have been disqualified from eldership because he wasn't married. But again, I'm not going to be all literalist about it as far as, you know, obviously. But you know what? There is something to be said for having had raised a family and so on and so forth. Again, not just raised any old family, but raised having had their family in subjection and showed, you know, good stewardship in that, right? What are their kids like? So that is one, you can have a gift in that realm. But a lot of people, you know, there's a certain desire. People that get, they hear of God and the Lord, and they really want to serve Him in purity and not get all tangled up in the worldly affairs. I know. I mean, look it. I understand. It's like, I think about my kids, and I think, like, gosh, you know, my goal in life is to be martyred someday. And, you know, it's like, well, martyred, that word is kind of misunderstood these days. It literally means to testify, to be a witness. I want to be a witness of God. Martyr, most people think of martyr, you know, and I do want to give my life in the course of that witness. But martyr, you know, people think of people going and suiciding themselves. That's not martyrdom in the Christian sense. So I want to be careful about the use of that word martyr, because obviously in other religions it has a little different implication. I don't want to die to hurt people. I want to die for the testimony of Jesus Christ, that I might live. I want my children to live, you know. But then I think of all the trouble that's going to happen in between then and there, and I think, like, gosh, you know, I got all these kids, and it's, you know, I try not to put my mind and think of, like, the potential heartache that could come to me or to them. And then sometimes I feel like I want things to be delayed because of that. And, you know, but I can't help it one way or the other, really. I feel, how I feel is how I feel. And what the Lord does is what the Lord does. I'm ready to submit to whatever he does. Even though knowing very well that that may result in a very painful outcome for me. I don't wish it, and I don't pray for it, but I do not resist. I don't want to resist God. And I hope in saying that, and when I say things like that, I hope that by being that, I'm going to have his blessing and grace because of the way I approach him. You know? And I say that only just for your sake, so you understand this is how you need to approach God. Willing, though not denying your own feelings. And I use as my example Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, he pled with God, but he was ultimately resigned. Even before that day, he was, I must go, I must do this. But even on the eve of it, his heart, he felt all the feelings, all the emotions that any man would feel going into such a thing. And maybe that's part of what I need to suffer. And like I said, it's like, though I do not wish it on me or on any man, I know this, that other men go through it all the time. So what makes me think I'm more deserving? I'm not. Is let it be for the kingdom of God's sake. That's what I say. I say, Lord, if I have to suffer, let me suffer for the kingdom of heaven's sake. Not for just something random or something meaningless. Let it be for the kingdom's sake. And then I'll have a lot of peace in it. For I would that all men were as I myself. Hey, one give this way, that way. That's a general principle. You know, everyone has their own gifts. Everyone has their own... I apologize for the yawning. Again, I teach late. I've been very busy lately. You know, and so again, he says to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Hey, a lot of people had a desire. You know, they were widows, they were unmarried, and they think, I don't want to get married. I just want to serve the Lord. But if they cannot contain... literally exercise self-restraint, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn, which means to kindle or inflame. You know, people burn in hell, whatever, burn in lust. You know, personally, I think that's what it means. It means to...